Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The Broncos could sell for $4 billion, Tony. What's the most expensive thing you've ever thought about investing in?
And Tony Kornheiser, tattoo removal. I'm tired of looking at Dan Levitard on my chest. I don't like that anymore.
Yeah, I'll throw some money in for that, removing that too. I'll throw in for that removal. Ugh.
You know, on a serious level, if I like to fly, I might think about going in with some other people on an airplane, but I don't like to fly. You should do that. You should go get a plane. What do you think?
No, I don't want a plane. Really? I want other people
like
to make
fly.
Their planes available to me. I don't want my own.
Oh, there you go. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We will get to Tom Brady officially retiring in a moment, but we begin today with Brian Flores filing a class action suit against the NFL, the Dolphins, Bills, Giants, and 29 other NFL teams alleging racial discrimination in their hiring processes. In the suit, Flores points to a text message he received from Bill Belichick congratulating him on getting the Giants job when Flores had yet to interview. Turned out that Belichick was confused and that a different Brian Daboll, was the Giants' choice again before Flores had even interviewed. Flores says he knows that filing suit may impact his chances to ever coach again, but the taking a stand is more important. Wilbon, your thoughts on this?
Tony, I got so many thoughts. I don't know where to begin. I guess the first one would be this was a great day of sacrifice for Coach Flores, and I literally tip my cap to him because I think this is the last time we'll see him even have a prospect of working in the NFL because the NFL and people who are in and around the NFL, I mean, there can be some evilness that goes on. We've seen it over the decades, over a century now. And I couldn't help. When I heard this, I thought Colin Kaepernick immediately. Coach, this is a day of great sacrifice. And I hope people will come and thank you, particularly if there are positive results that come of this lawsuit, of this class action suit, which, by the way, could bring the NFLs to its knees. I mean, class action lawsuits can change the discussion, not just about a company or an entity, but an industry. We don't know what's going to happen yet. We'll be following this
right
from now on to the end of the case. But, Tony, this has been going on for so long. For so long. We're still dealing with this. But I will tell you this. There was one day in which you said to me, you mentioned Mike Tomlin being the only active black head coach in the moment. You and I were just talking on the phone, and I thought, my God, we are closer. You know, I think that the culture is closer to civil war than we've ever been anyway. You know, I think that anyway. And in the NFL specifically, when you narrow this down and you get to 2022, and you got one black head coach in the league where the product isn't just leaning heavily on people of African descent. It is, these people are creating the content and the product that we watch every week. So I don't know where to start. I don't. That's just a start, but I could talk forever, so stop me. You go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because I was thinking about booking my podcast tomorrow morning, and about 4 or 5 hours ago, it occurred to me, I was looking at the people who were hired, and the people that have been hired so far are all white. And I said, we ought to discuss this on the podcast. I said, who should I get? And I actually called Kevin Blackstone, who's going to be on in the morning, because I thought that Kevin's perspective would be good on this. It seems to me, when I don't know the merits of this lawsuit at all. That's for down the road. But it seems to me there are two issues of fairness here that are in conflict that I'm not sure should be in conflict. One is the fairness of somebody who owns a team being allowed to hire who he wants, which I think we would affirm. If you own the team, you can hire who you want. And the second is, how do we get the fairness of a representation of people who appear to be disenfranchised at the moment? Black coaches don't seem to be getting these jobs. Would we argue, for example, I wouldn't argue against Josh McDaniel. He's served a long time in the league. If Jim Harbaugh, as we're going to talk about later, wants to come back to the league, I'm not going to argue against him. I'm not going to argue against Brian Daboll with what he did in Buffalo. But I'm going to say, what about all the other people who are coordinators, who were players, who are looking for a chance to get in and become coaches? Tell me why that never seems to happen.
Tony,
so this is the conflict that I'm looking at, and I don't know if a lawsuit resolves that. I don't know.
That is the essential question here. But, you know, as I think about this, you know, you have all these words, themes on helmets and fairness and equity, and it's a lie. It's a lie because the NFL has lied about it for a century, and particularly in the last 30 years. Let's go back to just Tony Dungy and Art Schell. Let's go back to those guys. The NFL tells a lie, and they don't have anybody either strong enough or invested enough or tough enough to pick up the phone and say to its members, we're going to get this done. And I'm going to harass you. I'm going to berate you until you get it done.
And I understand that.
And they can't. There's nobody strong enough, tough enough, smart enough. There's nobody who'll do that.
There's a couple of things that seem to be true about black head coaches. There aren't many of them, and they don't get a long run compared to white coaches.
No.
So that, it seems to me, has to be changed. On the other hand, I don't think you want to disincentivize a team for hiring a player, a particular person. So I don't know the solution here.
You know what, Tony?
I don't.
Sadly, you just said something else that made me think. Last thought on this for the moment. It does have to go to the courts. Everything has to go to the courts. Because people can't do it on their own. Because they're not conscientious enough. They're not truthful enough. They're not honest enough. Sometimes they're not decent enough. I believe there are more people than ever willing to enforce the Rooney Rule as it is. All right, literally. And I believe there are also plenty of people who don't want to. We said last week, why is it taking so long to hire coaches? Because some people want to do this the right way. And they want to look at all the candidates, including the black candidates. And some people don't want any part of that, and they're dragging their feet. So you know what? Like everything else over the last two centuries, this has to go through the courts. It has to, you have to sue for the right. And here we are.
This is step one.
Yep.
Step one. Let's move to the official announcement from Tom Brady that he is retiring after 22 seasons and more championships than any player in the history of the NFL. Wilbon, what are your thoughts now that it's finally official?
I'm not going to treat this as some breaking news story because it isn't. Other people can treat this as breaking news if they want. And I'm not blaming Tom Brady, by the way, who seemed to be very reasonable about the whole thing, saying, I can only control what I can control, and I try to, and I can't control the other stuff, and I'm not mad at anybody. Good. And Tom Brady's been retired for my purposes, since Saturday. So that's that. Now, I can look at Tom Brady's legacy if I wanted to. We know what his legacy is. He won 7. I mean, how much study does that take? What I need, stats and information? Tom Brady, 7. All right? So if you have a discussion about the most important people who have performed on fields and courts in America ever, Tom Brady is at the forefront of that conversation. You can't tell the story without talking about Tom Brady. And so applause for Tom Brady on that front, Tony. I wonder how much looking forward, because I'm looking forward already. The NFL will miss him. Will it miss him in the same way? Like, I don't know if it misses football players in the same way it misses iconic, similarly bestowed basketball players. It seems it doesn't, but that could be for another day. But, I mean, this guy, he goes out, as we have known for 5 years now, as the greatest ever, at least in his sport.
Yeah, I mean, I said a lot about him yesterday, and the essence of it was that he certainly didn't need to retire because there was no diminution of his skills on the field.
Right.
When we last saw him, he'd come back from 27-3, put his team in position to get it in overtime if anybody bothered to guard Cooper Kupp. So I said that yesterday. What I'm going to say today is that I think I can make the case for him as the greatest team sport player of all time. Of all time. And I would base that case that it's harder to win championships in football because of the single elimination nature of the playoffs than it is in other sports that go 4 out of 7. And in football, you're only out there half the time, so you have less influence on a particular game. He's got 10 appearances in a Super Bowl. The next guy is the great John Elway with 5. Half. He's got 7 wins in a Super Bowl. The next two guys are Montana and Bradshaw. More than half, but a long way away. So who is his peer group? To me, Mike, it's Michael Jordan, it's Wayne Gretzky, it's Babe Ruth, it's Willie Mays, it's Bill Russell. It's people who have had enormous impact and been unbelievable
athletes.
That's
the group.
And I know you look at Jordan and you go 6 out of 6, and 6 out of 6 is great, but this guy's got 7, and I would say that his second act in Tampa Bay was greater than Jordan's second act in Washington. And then LeBron's got 10, but he's only got 4. So to me, it comes down to Bill Russell, actually. It comes down to Bill Russell, who's got more championships. And the reason I guess I would take Brady is because I thought he had to beat better people and better coaches. But you could go either way. But that's his peer group, Mike. It's Jordan, it's Gretzky, it's Babe Ruth, it's Bill Russell, it's Willie Mays, right?
Yeah,
that's the peer
I might
group.
Want to throw a couple more in there, but I'm not going to argue against what you just said. No, that's the people we would discuss. We were just sitting around for the next 3 hours having a discussion. They would come from that group almost. I mean, you might want to throw Montana in there. I don't think I heard you say Montana's name, but
okay.
But again, but it's a tiny group. I would then bleed into impact. And I don't know that I saw Brady having the impact of some of those other people. And I would, and maybe
football
that's unfair.
Players don't have that. My football players wear helmets and they don't have that.
I was trying to think of somebody.
They don't
who
have
might
that
have.
Impact at other sports.
Yeah.
They don't have the impact. They don't.
Yeah. Well, look, there's going to be Brady discussion. There's going to be Brady's coming back. There's going to be, we've heard this. And of course, he's going to, what does Charles Barkley always tell us? Your body feels better. You get away from it for a few months and you go, yeah, I can do this again. And then you go out to do it and you get crossed over or hit or whatever. And you go, no, this needs to be done.
Can't do it.
Tom Brady's leaving the league while Jim Harbaugh could be looking to get back into it. The Minnesota Vikings will reportedly fly in Harbaugh for a full interview tomorrow. Sources tell Jeremy Fowler, the Michigan coach, conveyed legitimate interest in their head coaching position during discussions over the weekend. Wednesday also happens to be National Signing Day, Tony. So what, if anything, does all of this tell you?
Okay, so the first thing it tells me is that Harbaugh is serious about being willing to leave Michigan. And it suggests to me that maybe when they gave him that new contract with the pay cut, maybe he didn't really like that as much as people thought he liked that. It also says to me that if he's going to do this on signing day, this is the worst possible optics for Michigan. If you are a recruit who is signing with Michigan, you now can have no particular confidence that Jim Harbaugh, the coach you want to play for, is going to be there. Do I know that he's going to take the job? No, but this is not, Mike, this is not a report that says Harbaugh is interested in perhaps returning to the NFL. He's getting on an airplane to talk to the NFL. All right, so he is definitely going to do that. And it suggests two things to me, and one of them is you. The Chicago Bears hired a guy named Matt Eberflus. I hope I have that name right.
Don't start me on him.
Did they not take a run at Jim Harbaugh?
I'm going to give you a little tidbit about that in a second.
The owner of the Miami Dolphins, where there is a coaching vacancy, as we referred to in the first story, and he said, I don't ever want to lure Harbaugh away from Michigan because he loves Michigan. So it's okay if the Vikings lure him away and not this guy lures him away, Steve Ross. So those are your questions.
All right. So first of all, remember, signing day is not what it used to be. They've already got a bunch of guys signed Michigan, and you got transfer portal, and you got people coming and going. So I don't know that it matters like it traditionally has. The other thing is, Tony, I am told, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, that the Chicago Bears weren't really seriously interested in giving Harbaugh $100 million over 10 years. That's what I'm told. So maybe the Vikings, who throw around money a little bit more loosely than the Halas family, maybe they're more interested in $100 million over 10 years. Or maybe Harbaugh's asking prices change since his alma mater, the Chicago Bears, said, we love you, but maybe not $100 million much of love. So, Tony, there's a lot of stuff at play here. There's, to me, and we'll find out. Reporting will bear this out. You and I don't really do that anymore, not much of it, there's no way the Chicago Bears had no contact with Jim Harbaugh. There's no way there was no communication between Jim Harbaugh and the Bears. That's what I believe. So now he's got another team, and if they are interested in $100 million for 10 years, I believe money's at the root of it in this way like you do. Jim Harbaugh was cut. That's embarrassing to have your salary cut as accomplished a coach as he is. So maybe he's still interested in that.
I just tell you this. He's not some college guy like Urban Meyer or Matt Rhule that
not.
You take a flyer
on. Right.
He's 44-19-1 in the NFL.
Yep.
He's a safe hire. Safe hire. Let's take a break. Coming up, how should Lions fans feel about Matthew Stafford's success with the Rams?
And what's the word for Kevin Porter Jr. riding Stephen Curry last night? How much would I have to put in to get Harbaugh to fly back to Chicago and they could get rid of the new Matt and Ryan?
You'd have to get your guys who own the plane that you want to fly on to give them the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Royal Caribbean. Rise to the vacation. Come seek.
P- PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We went so long in the first block that we have to play What's the Word as a speed round. What's first?
Lions fans should feel blank about Matthew Stafford's success with the Rams.
Melancholy. Half glad, half sad. They shouldn't begrudge him. He put in 12 years with the Lions, never won a playoff game. I know it looks like he just got out of jail because in his first year with the Rams, he's in the Super Bowl. They got to feel bad for themselves. They stunk before him, with him, and after him.
Tony, they should feel resentful. And they shouldn't direct it toward him. Direct it toward the team that didn't put the resources around him even you, Mr. Talent Scout, knew would be around him when he got to L.A. So the resentment should be directed toward the Lions. What's next?
Next.
Kevin Porter Jr. was blank for reportedly talking trash to Steph Curry.
Self-defeating. We don't know exactly what he said to Curry. We don't know how long he jawed at Curry. What we know is Curry went for 21 in the fourth off him. 7 out of 10 from the field, 4 out of 7 from 3. So this didn't work. That's the lesson. This doesn't work.
Junior was oblivious, Tony, to reportedly talk trash to Steph Curry. Oblivious. That means he's oblivious about the whole history of the NBA. Because when somebody's as great as Steph Curry, other players on your team, and we have heard them sitting at courtside, they have said, hey, shut up. Because I got to guard him, and he can go off for 50 tonight because you're running your stupid yap. He's oblivious as to the whole history of the league, really.
Michael Jordan took this as a game all the time and crushed kids. That's the final word. Let's take one last break, but still to come is the Bengals kicker getting too chesty.
The kicker? How about the quarterback, too? And former Oklahoma quarterback Caleb Williams, D.C.'s own, Gonzaga's own, high school, that is, picks his new school.
I don't know. Oklahoma hired a defensive guy, right?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey! Happy time. People, happy 54th birthday, Mark Recchi. The Hall of Fame winger played 22 seasons in the NHL. With Pittsburgh, where he played with Mario Lemieux, Philadelphia, where he played with Eric Lindros, Montreal, Boston, Carolina, Atlanta, and Tampa Bay. He won three Stanley Cups with three different teams in three different decades. Pittsburgh in 91, Carolina in 06, and Boston in 2011, where Recchi became, at 43, the oldest player to ever score a goal in a Stanley Cup final, and indeed led his team in scoring in the final series. Having previously announced he would, quote, sail off into the sunset if the Bruins won the Cup, Recchi announced his retirement on the ice during the postgame. At that point in 2011, Recchi was the last remaining active player who had played in the NHL in the 1980s. Recchi is still seventh all-time in games played, though his former teammate in Boston, Zdeno Chara, is only 10 behind, and 13th all-time in points.
80s, Tone, 1980s in the NHL. You go back a few years to the earlier part of that decade, you had guys who'd been grandfathered in, and they didn't have to wear helmets. Recchi is so old, he's reaching out to touch those guys. That's amazing. What a career.
Not as old as us, though.
No.
Happy anniversary, John Stockton. On this day 27 years ago, the great point guard of the Utah Jazz surpassed Magic Johnson to become the NBA's all-time assist leader with 9,922. Appropriately, the record assist set up a basket by his longtime Utah partner, Karl Malone. Stockton and Malone never won a championship in Utah, but they were both members of the Dream Team in 1992. When Stockton retired in 2003, he had 15,806 assists, more than 5,000 more than his nearest competitor. To this day, Stockton remains number one, almost 4,000 ahead of Jason Kidd. The active leaders Chris Paul and LeBron James have no chance of catching him. Stockton has been in the news lately because his alma mater, Gonzaga University, lifted Stockton's season tickets when Stockton refused to wear a mask at games. Stockton has been publicly critical of vaccine and masks, which on a personal note, makes me sad.
Makes me sad too. I'm gonna go back to basketball for a second. If you ask me, greatest playmakers, greatest passers of all time, I'm still gonna say Magic first. I'm always gonna say Magic first, but Stockton's atop the other one too in steals. So talk about somebody with great hands in the sport of basketball. John Stockton's gotta be right up there at the top of your list.
Happy trails, LeBron James. The Athletic is reporting that LeBron is expected to miss tomorrow night's game against Portland. Could be out a few more games with irritation in his left knee. The Lakers are 3-8 in their last 11 games, 0-3 in their last three games LeBron has missed. We've already gone through so much Lakers drama this season. There's the usual injury to Anthony Davis. There's the benching of Russell Westbrook. Now there's LeBron out again with more injuries. Next undoubtedly will be the firing of Frank Vogel. And then our friend Frank Isola has predicted at the All-Star game, when LeBron uses his first captain's pick to take Garius Garland on Team LeBron, there'll be an explosion of talk that LeBron is headed back to Cleveland. Can't wait.
Yeah, Tony, nice job paying attention on this show where I started that weeks ago. Weeks ago, Tony. The next happy trails could be just to the Lakers. Because at what point are we going to look at the Lakers and say, look, they're not going to finish sixth or seventh or eighth and get out of the first round of the playoffs? I can't see that.
Big finish quickly. Oklahoma's Caleb Williams is transferring to USC. Is that a big deal?
Of course it is. He can go back and play for his old coach, the one that sort of elevated him anyway. Looking forward to the rest of that career now for the West. Bengals kicker Evan McPherson tells Zach Gelb, quote, there's a good chance the Bengals are going to have a Super Bowl ring, close quote. Too chesty?
No. If the Bengals don't believe, who's going to believe? That's not too chesty. The Sixers beat the Grizzlies even without Joel Embiid. Are you surprised?
No, watch, the whole game was great. Ja was great in that game. Maxi was great in that game. Bane, young star, Stone, you and the others start paying attention. The Bills promoted Ken Dorsey to offensive coordinator. You like that?
He was on the championship team as quarterback of Miami when they won the BCS, right? Last one. Will the Suns win their 11th in a row tonight at home against the Nets?
Yeah, with or without Harden. And I know the Suns have beat Brooklyn already up there. They're going to beat them again.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Lisa Robinson, thank you very much.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Who's Bane? Give me a quick thing on Bane.
Desmond
Who's Bane?
Bane, young star. Young star.
Oh, I gotta know.
Great two-way player. Bane.
Not Aaron Bane.
PTI.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America.
Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.